Well, Elizabeth Dorr is Professor of Latin American Studies at the University of Southampton. She lived in the city of Concepcion in the 1980s, and she described what it was like then.
Concepcion is a large, when I lived there, it was very much an industrial city. It was the heartland of Chile's heavy industry. It had the major coal mining, it had steel mills, it had some iron ore mining, and it also was a working class city. It very much had the aura of a city that was a trade union city, that you had a tremendous amount of militancy. And in sort of Chilean national consciousness, Concepcion was the sort of banner for that.
But would you say, for instance, in Santiago, it seems that many of the buildings have withstood the earthquake. Would the same be true of Concepcion?
No, Concepcion has been traditionally a much poorer city. Concepcion had large areas which were very modest working class housing that I don't know if it lived up to the earthquake regulations. And Concepcion has and had large slums with shacks made of corrugated iron, not having running water in every house, but rather on the street. And the street was a dusty, unpaved street. And so that was the outskirts of Concepcion.
Chile isn't a poor country by world standards, and it appears to be coping quite well with dealing with the aftermath of this earthquake, though they have now asked for outside help. How quickly do you think it can recover from what is clearly a big disaster?
The country as a whole, the infrastructure, the highways, the telecommunication systems, the airport, will probably recover quite quickly. Chile is a very organized country, and as you said, one of the wealthier countries in Latin America. I think the danger right now is that the Chilean population has just elected a right-wing president who's taking over in 10 days. And this is a president from the party of Augusto Pinochet, the infamous Augusto Pinochet, who was very good friends with Margaret Thatcher and led to the deindustrialization of Chile, of Concepcion. And this billionaire, Sebastián Piñera, who is the new president, I'm sure that he will put a lot of attention in recovering the infrastructure, but I'm concerned that there won't be very much attention to housing of poor, many unemployed people in Chile.
But in many people's minds, the earthquake in Haiti will still be rather fresh. The horrific pictures that were televised from there, presumably Chile will fare much better than Haiti.
Yes, I think there's no question about that. Haiti had a very weak state, very marginal infrastructure. Housing of virtually all Haitians was very, very insecure. Whereas Chile is the other end of the spectrum in Latin America. So you have a very stable state with a lot of capability. Although Chile has a very unequal distribution of income. So the poor in Chile, they're not as poor as the poor in Haiti by any means, but they're poor. And they were living marginally before the earthquake. And in the Concepcion Chillán area, in that Biobío province, the poor will struggle to get recognition from the national state.
Professor Elizabeth Dorr.